AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden signs a cornerstone piece of legislation.
One of the most significant laws in our history. Let me say from the start, with this law, the American people won and the special interests lost.
The bill includes the most substantial federal investment in history to fight climate change, some $375 billion over the next 10 years. It will cap prescription drug costs at $2,000 out of pocket annually for Medicare recipients, help an estimated 13 million people pay for health care insurance. The measure is paid for by new taxes on large corporations and stepped up IRS enforcement of wealthy individuals and entities, with additional funds going to reduce the federal deficit. The new law also allows federal tax credits on more than 30 models of 2022 and 2023 electric vehicles. One key requirement, they have to be made in North America. Two possible drawbacks. Some models may exceed sticker price limits, and it remains to be seen whether automakers will be able to find the minerals or manufacture batteries that can qualify for those credits. The Interior Department says two western states and Mexico will see less water from the Colorado River.
Arizona and Nevada, already enduring extreme drought, face more water cuts from the Colorado. The reductions come as experts predict levels at Lake Mead, the largest U.S. reservoir, will plummet even further. The cuts will place officials in those states under extraordinary pressure to plan for a hotter, drier future and a growing population. Mexico will also face cuts. Lake Mead is currently less than a quarter full. The seven states overall that depend on its water missed a federal deadline to announce proposals on plans to cut additional water next year. Arizona will lose an additional 3%, Nevada 8%. I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. American Airlines agrees to buy up to 20 supersonic jets.
American put down a non-refundable deposit from a company called Boom Supersonic on the planes that are still on the drawing board. United Airlines has a similar deal to buy 15 jets. It has been nearly 20 years since the last supersonic passenger flight. The Concorde failed to catch on because of the high cost, both for passengers and airlines. The CEO of Boom Supersonic, Blake Scholl, insists his company's planes will be different when it debuts in 2029, with tickets costing about $4,000 to $5,000 to fly from New York to London in about 3.5 hours. Boom says its planes will have a top speed 1.7 times the speed of sound, about 1,300 miles per hour. I'm Ed Donahue.
The CDC warns pet owners infected with monkeypox to stay away from their pets and keep them from others for 3 weeks after a case in France in which a pet greyhound was infected by its owners. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.